Happy Sunday. Today we hear in our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, and we hear the call of the prophet. And I think there's several profound and beautiful truths for us to reflect on together from that first reading. The first thing is, the Lord says to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you." We can pull several truths from this statement of the Lord. Firstly, no one is created by accident. No one here has been brought into existence by accident. "For before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you." You see, there's a very important spiritual truth, and that is that God does not need any of us. God doesn't need me. God doesn't need you. He never has. But that's what's so beautiful about who God is. Because if that statement is true, that he doesn't need us, then it means the only reason why we're here is because he wanted us, because he loved us into being, into existence. There's an old saying, all of us come into the world looking for someone looking for us. I love that, and I think it's profoundly true. All of us come into the world looking for someone looking for us. Praise God. The Lord himself is constantly seeking us, wanting us, desiring us. So today, during this Holy Mass, say a prayer of thanksgiving for the gift of your existence, because none of us had to be here. And yet, all of us are. All of us created in the image and likeness of God. Perhaps that's a phrase that we throw around a lot. We know it comes from the book of Genesis, but what does it mean to be created, formed in the image and likeness of God? Well, the church fathers had a lot to say on that simple phrase. When we were created at the beginning of time, each of us had the image and likeness of God, but through sin, we've lost the likeness. We still have the image, though, because God knew in advance that Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, would take on our human nature and that we would share his image. But the likeness to God is lost through sin, and only through the restoration that comes through sanctifying grace, can we receive that likeness again and be restored as that perfect image of our Creator. The next thing that the Lord says to the prophet Jeremiah in our first reading is, "A prophet to the nations I have appointed you." A prophet to the nations I have appointed you. You see, each of us, in virtue of our baptism, have put on Christ, and thus we have been made prophets. You share in the prophetic office of Jesus Christ through your baptism. Now, you're not a prophet in your own right, nor am I. None of us are. But we share in the office of Christ's prophethood. And so, we can look at the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was called at a young age, and he was very reluctant to take on this office of prophecy. And he's called the prophet of doom because he goes through Israel giving woes, calling people to repentance, and he suffered greatly at the hands of his own people. He really was a foreshadow of Jesus, who as a prophet also suffered at the hands of his own people. So we can't think that being a prophet is always going to be easy. In fact, it is oftentimes the exact opposite. Going against the cultural grain, being willing to suffer rebuke on the count of Christ. Jesus himself, in several times in the gospel, tells us to beware of false prophets. Right? Those people who come and they say that they're prophesying and teaching in his name, but all they do is they say the things that we want to hear. They tickle our ears. We love to listen to them, but they're not from God. Rather, Jesus reminds us that the people killed the prophets of old. So we should be ready to an understanding of the fact that if we take on, as a Christian, our calling to be prophets, it will cause us suffering. But there will be the joy of suffering with Christ. Lastly, then, the Lord tells Jeremiah at the end of our first reading, "They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you." The world is hostile to God's word, brothers and sisters. The world is hostile to God's word because God's word convicts it of sin. And none of us like to be convicted of our sin, do we? But that's what happens when we read the word of God. We are called and summoned to obedience and to conversion. But we have this promise that we will not be abandoned by God, that he will be with us. So whatever it is in your life where God is calling you to preach the truth of your Catholic faith and of his word, do so boldly, knowing that the Spirit of the Lord will be with you. People may stare at you, they may give you a glare, they may think you're out of touch with societal norms, what's in vogue these days. But you give witness to God's word, knowing that the Lord himself is with you. At this time, I want to invite our RCIA to come forward for their dismissal. And as all of you go forth for the breaking open of the word, as you study the scriptures together today, especially the Old Testament, see within it the fulfillment that comes in Christ Jesus. That Jesus is the true prophet of God. He fulfills the promises of Israel, and he summons us as Christian disciples into the way of love. Love that is kind and patient, love that endures all things, bears all things, believes all things. So go forth in the power of God's word today, and we look forward to the day where you join us at the altar of the Lord.